Hello?
Hi, this is Kayla. I'm returning a requested call from customer support. Did you request a call back?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, it was about a charge on my account.
You have a charge on your account?
Yeah, let me just go into it so I can see what I'm talking about. Yeah, I noticed the charge came out of my account, but I didn't authorize this charge. So I wanted it. It was pending. I didn't authorize it.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to look into that for you. May I have your zip code and your name, please?
Well, who am I speaking to, first of all?
Well, my name is Kayla. I work at a third-party call center. We house over 400 different online vendors and companies.
You know, because the problem is I probably did something, you know, like on an email online or something, and a small charge came out, but then another charge came out. And I don't want this to be an ongoing thing, so I want the charge to be refunded, and I want to be taken off the list. It's Extremely Pop, it's called.
Is that a merchant billing name?
That's what comes up. Yeah, Extremely Pop with a phone number.
Okay, what is your zip code and your name, please? I'm going to see if I can locate the account for you.
Okay, my zip code is 08520.
Okay, thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Yeah, it's Heidi, Heidi. Okay, and last name is Frischman, Frischman.
Okay, thank you for that. So I do have an account with that first and last name by the zip code. Can you verify the shipping address for security purposes, please?
610 Greenwich Court, East Windsor, New Jersey, 08520.
Thank you for that. So I do see that there was a cookware set contest entry that was submitted with us on the 26th of November.
Right, and I paid a small fee of like $5 and change, which is fine, but I didn't expect this. I never authorized. I don't want whatever it is.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to help you with the cancellation of the account. Just to give you some insight, initially when that contest took place, that contest entry, it's mentioned there in the offer that you would also be signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership, to where you would receive a gift card via email that is valued at $125 to use at that Factory Direct store online. But I'll go ahead and cancel this membership for you to prevent all future billing effective immediately. Give me just a second. I'm going to give you a cancellation confirmation number as well. Okay, so I do have the account terminated, and I do have that cancellation number available.
Okay, so wait, so I'm sorry, the account is terminated as of effective immediately, right?
Correct.
Okay, and what is the number?
The cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 26293966.
Okay, and that's the cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now what do I do about the charge? I don't even know what I'm paying, like what that charge is for. So,
yes, ma'am. So that was the membership fee in order for you to receive the gift card to use.
I thought the membership fee was the $5.
And no, ma'am. So that was the contest entry fee you paid to enter the sweepstakes to win the cookware set.
Okay.
But what I can do for you
is 6732.
That's the membership fee. So when you initiated the order or the contest entry, rather, for the cookware set, it told you there that by signing up for that contest entry that you were also signing up for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. It's an online store to where you pay a membership fee. We send you this gift card to use at the online store. It can renew each month until you cancel it. But what I can do for you, though, as a courtesy, I can go ahead and process
the
courtesy.
You can talk. I have my husband here. What are you trying to say?
Yeah, we want that canceled.
Yeah, just canceled. Yeah, I don't want any part of it.
Right. It's canceled. Yes, ma'am. I just gave you that cancellation number confirming that it's canceled.
Right. Yes. Okay. But what about the money? It was
So
$67.32.
what I can do for you as a courtesy due to any misunderstanding, I'd be glad to go ahead and process a 35% refund back on that charge. But it is considered valid. We wouldn't be able to process it in full. We would have needed you to contact us prior to that charge occurring to cancel any membership that was attached to that contest entry.
No.
Wait, I can't get a full refund?
No, ma'am, it's considered a valid charge per the terms and conditions, but I can go ahead and process that 35% refund to you.
Let me tell you something. If we don't get full refund back, we're going to initiate a class action suit against your company.
Yeah, because this is not valid.
This
It's
is
not
fraud.
valid. I
This
was
is fraudulent.
it was a scam, and I'm not going to be part of that. And I want a full refund. That's not acceptable.
Yes, ma'am, I
And
understand. Well,
I work in a law firm, so it's not going to be a problem.
yes, ma'am, I totally understand. Well, I'd be glad to go ahead and process a 50% refund back.
A what?
No,
No, no, no, no, no.
100%
Yeah.
refund.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
Okay,
I was tricked into this. No.
let me see what I can do for you. I'm going to place you on a brief hold and speak with my floor supervisor,
Sure.
okay?
Thank you. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now,
I
wait,
get.
wait, wait.
Okay, Ms. Heidi, thank you for patiently holding for me. My supervisor did give me authorization to refund the account in full for the $67.32. That
Okay,
will
thank
take
you.
3 to 5 business days to reflect. And is
That's
there
fine.
anything else that I could help you
Wait,
with?
okay, so yeah, I'm just making sure I understand everything. So 3 to 5 business days, will I get that as a direct deposit?
It'll go back into the account that it was withdrawn from.
Okay, 3 to 5 days. Okay, so now can I have a number so in case there's any problem, I could get back to you?
The number that I had provided to you with the letter C in front of it.
No, I mean a telephone number.
It would be the same phone number attached to your statement. So because we are a call center, I'm not sure what number they may have listed. We have call centers all over the world, and it just depends on how high our call volume is, to what number they're going to list on your
I
statement. They may
understand.
have a different
Okay,
one.
so I should get a full refund of $67.32, 3 to 5 business days back into the account.
That's correct.
Okay, and the account's terminated, and we're good then. Okay.
All right. Thank you
Okay.
very much.
Thanks very
Thank you
much.
for
I
calling
appreciate the
customer
help.
support. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.